Let's now go to the stock market today. The stock market today, as I said, was well down, 104 points, 5922.6 at the close. It was $32 billion worth of losses. Now, to be fair, it is not anywhere near as significant as the losses on Wall Street overnight, but they were led down certainly by energy companies, but also by technology companies. Alex Pollock is the chief executive of Loftus Peak, which specializes in technology companies, in particular in the United States, who is on the line right now. Alex, many thanks for your time. I know it was all about Apple. Just explain what took place there.
A couple of people, brokers, analysts, came out with some negative commentary about Apple, which was enough to send it down. A little bit unfair, in my view. The much more interesting bit of commentary was it was the largest selling phone on Singles Day in Alibaba in China, beating the other three phone makers that are actually bigger than it in China, Oppo, Xiaomi, and one other, I can't think of the name of it. Much more significant news, but the market was in the mood to sell it down, so that's what they did.
So in this regard, there is volatility out there in the markets, and in particular, many of those technology stocks, just looking at whether the valuations have been stretched or not. This really, in many ways, is the nub of not just the US stock market right now, but it reverberates around the world. It's just wondering whether these tremors really are sort of trying to lead up to something else, or whether there are genuine earnings to back some of the valuations inside some of these big technology shares.
Look, I still think they are, you know, people aren't going back to some place where they bring an Instamatic camera out on holiday with them, or go for a run with a, you know, with a CD player strapped to their hips. You know, technology, the whole thing's not going backwards, it's going forwards. And so, you know, we're not going back to that world, which means that the companies like Apple and Google are going to be and continue to be in the ascendancy. So I just look at this as a buying opportunity rather than anything else. We're only going one way, Ross.
And you don't imagine that maybe barriers to entry are coming down for many of these big technology giants, and that challenges might be, perhaps challenge them for market share into the future?
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that once you get to a certain size, and they are at those sizes now, they're, you know, a couple of trillion-dollar companies, and there's more coming up, it starts to get very hard for people without the scale that these guys have got to build the network that they have, which in fact, you know, is what drives the traffic, which is what drives the transactions, which is what drives the profitability. So, you know, up to a certain point, you can start to compete with these guys. But once they get to a certain level, and I think that's where they are right now, cracking them is much more difficult.
There you go. Alex Pollock is the chief executive of Loftus Peak. I can also tell you that after having fallen more than 600 points last night, the Dow Jones futures, giving an indication of where the market might open up tonight, is up more than 100 points as we speak. Alex, as always, great to have you on the program.
Very good. Thanks, Ross.